And finally, Sharon Diggs, would you please come up and boast in your Savior?
Good morning. My name is Sharon Diggs, and I'd like to share my testimony with you all. I was born into a Catholic family, baptized as a baby, and confirmed when I reached the seventh grade. I attended private Catholic school during my formative years, but began to question certain practices in Catholicism. Even though I was taught who Jesus was, I really didn't know him. I don't recall any expository teaching, just traditional rituals. It just felt so impersonal. I struggled with this lack of connection to him and began doubting my faith, especially after my parents divorced during my senior year of high school.
Take your time, you're okay.
As a result, I live my life according to my rules, selfishly and vindictively, toward all the people in my life that had hurt me or mistreated me. I trusted in nobody but myself. This downward spiral inevitably affected all my relationships, causing me to question my real purpose in this life. I started seeking him at a deeper level during my college years. It was shortly after I graduated back in 2000 that he surrounded me with people who helped me during my journey to really get to know him. I debated countless hours with my then Christian boss and with my husband, who I began to date around that time. This piqued my curiosity, which led me to attend a Christian church, the church at Rocky Peak in California in 2001, where I began my spiritual journey. I attended Bible studies to learn how to study his word and question everything. I watched Bible movies, read his word, attended small groups. Observed the lives of Christians inside and outside the church. Prayed and prayed, realizing more each day. Realizing more each day that passed that my soul was in jeopardy, I fell to my knees out of fear and submitted to God as my Savior shortly after 2002. However, since then, I've struggled over the years in submitting my life completely to him. He was my Savior, but I struggled relentlessly over his lordship over me. I still needed some control over my life, which still led me to sin.
You're doing great. Just take your time, you're okay.
I married my husband in 2003. I still carried with me all the bottled up hurt and anger from the past, blamed others, and kept score of all wrongs being done against me, especially in my marriage. I allowed my hardened heart to take control, punishing those around me. I didn't dare allow myself to be vulnerable to anybody. Instead of focusing on God's love for me, I was consumed with the hate that had built up in my heart for all humanity. Inevitably, God placed me in trial after trial over the past 10 years to bring me closer to him. It wasn't until this past year where I finally imploded within and my relationship with my husband shattered, all due to fear and unforgiveness. I was forced to confront and examine my heart. How could I expect a right relationship with anybody if my relationship with Christ is not right? I had clearly been living in my life in disobedience to God. I had failed to rely on the one who has shown me the true meaning of love. As blackened as my heart has been, he has shown me grace, mercy, and true forgiveness. It is because of his love for me that I desire to live my life according to his word. He calls those that believe him to be our Lord and Savior to turn from our sin and be baptized. I submit my life to the Lord, not out of fear, but out of my love for him and what he has done for me. He is my Lord and Savior. I believe that the word of God is infallible. I believe that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty of death for our sins, and whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen. Good job. Can I have your glasses? I'll hold them. Mm-hmm. I'll take that.
Sharon, based on your testimony, profession of faith, you're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.